Proclamation number 0459 of 10th of June, 1938. The redemption work of Christ. The guilt of sin. The time of suffering of Jesus on earth was the greatest sacrifice ever made by a human being on this earth, because the Lord did not suffer for his own, but for the sin of mankind, whereas all suffering that hit mankind deservedly came through them. The soul of the Lord was spirit of the Spirit of God. It was one with the Father. But the body was earthly and hence suffered the most unspeakable tortures on the cross, fully blameless. Only out of love for humans, in order to erase their sin guilt. So this death on the cross became the work of redemption of Christ. And if man now asks why the Savior had to endure such unspeakable torments, divine love itself will answer him. For the forgiveness of your sins. That you may be exempt from punishment, if you confess your love for your Savior. These few words say it all. Through every sin the earthly child perishes from God, the Creator of heaven and earth. But no being can measure the greatness of the guilt that lies in rebelling against the purest, highest and most loving God-being. And yet every sin is rebellion against the Godhead. A debt, which is now so exceedingly large. How should this ever be paid off by humans in their short time on earth? And how incredibly heavy would such a debt be in the hereafter? If any debt would have to be paid off by the earthly child itself. Whoever does not recognize the eternal Godhead, whoever does not recognize divine love, has to atone for his guilt without measure. But those who have found the Lord, who repentantly confess their sins to the Lord and ask for grace and forgiveness, to them every sin will be forgiven, because the Lord has accomplished the work of redemption for them. Otherwise it would never have been possible to look upon the face of the Father with the greatness of guilt that makes every being worthy of such grace and bliss. But the love of the Divine Redeemer towards mankind was so infinite that he carried out the greatest act of mercy with his suffering and death, but which is not recognized in its greatness, not before the earthly child first receives from the Lord himself the grace to be able to spiritually understand this greatest sacrifice. Only then will he be able to understand and be grateful to the Heavenly Father with all his heart for this greatest gift of grace, through which the Lord has protected mankind from the death of the soul, from its spiritual destruction. Because the soul is to live in the light. It is to see the face of God and is to be able to become a child of God, if it has only the will for it. For this the Lord died on the cross and willingly took upon himself the most bitter death of the body, out of great love for sinful mankind. Recognize this, and bow down in deepest humility before the most sublime. And know that he died for you. To redeem you. Make yourself worthy of this work of redemption. So that you may enter into eternal glory. Amen.